T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, former NFL quarterback, played in the league for a bunch of years, went to UConn, and now he's on Twitter. He's like us. We're trying to figure out which of these quarterbacks are going to be the best of the best, and that's Dan Orlovsky who joins us. Dan, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate it. All right, give us the guy right now. Let's start out by saying this. Evan and I are both Jet fans, okay? I've been a Jet fan since 1965. I got scars on my body. With that said, okay, give me the feel. And I'm not even asking you who you think the Jets are going to pick, but who's the guy who you think is the best quarterback in this draft?
I think it's hands down Sam Darnold. You know, if you're looking at taking a guy at that position early in the draft, he has to have traits to his game that you can't coach. He just has to be able to do things that coaches don't have drills for. And Darnold has that. He does three things that you just can't coach. And for that reason, I mean, he's got this magical, I kind of call it this magical sloppiness to his game, where he's a little bit of Romo and a little bit of Roethlisberger together. And, you know, sometimes it ends up making bad things happen for sure, but a lot of times it's magic. And you just can't coach that stuff. He's got this ability to judge the angles and speeds of how his guys run their routes. And in the NFL, that matters because windows are small and defenses close, and you've got to be able to anticipate and judge speeds and how guys run their routes, and he can do it. And then he's really accurate without his feet being perfect. And that's applicable in the NFL. That's real, because NFL pockets shrink really, really fast. And if you could be accurate with bad feet, I can always get you to have better feet. And so for those reasons, I think he's far and away the best guy.
If he somehow fell to the Jets at 3, you should make T-shirts with Darnold's face and just the term magical sloppiness. Because I think I may buy that if Sam Darnold becomes a franchise quarterback. Mm. I like that term.
I love that idea. I mean, if he falls to 3, the Jets need to sprint to the podium.
Well, this is what I'm confused about. And I'm just saying this as a fan. I didn't play quarterback in the NFL, and I certainly wasn't watching every one of the throws these guys made. But over the last few weeks, I've warmed up to Josh Allen because I believe the hype, the arm strength of this and that. But as we're getting closer to the draft, I'm starting to say, Evan, that's my name, what the heck are you thinking? Who cares about his stupid arm strength? We've seen so many guys come into this league and people fall in love with their arm strength, but they don't have the intangibles. They're not able to put it all together. When you watch Josh Allen's tape and you see him, do you see why the Browns would consider drafting him number one overall, or would you say the Browns are insane if they draft him number one overall?
I mean, I can see it because I understand how we as people fall in love with the visual. You know, when you go to the grocery store, there's candy bars right at the checkout aisle for a reason. They just look good to us, and so we buy them. And I think that's what Josh Allen is. He's just a candy bar that someone's going to go, wow, that looks really good. You know, here's my thing. I have to listen to somebody give me a reason why Josh Allen should be the number one pick in the NFL draft other than he's big and tall and throws it far. Give me something else other than that, because here's the thing. So does Bradley Chubb. I guarantee you Bradley Chubb can throw a football far, and he's big and athletic.
Right.
So should we take him number one? You know, when I watch on tape, you know, there's just such a big difference between being a thrower and playing quarterback. And to understand that, if you look at the top 10 guys in the NFL over the last 3 or 4 years, so a bunch of games, not one of those guys you're going to go, wow, he's so big, or he just throws it so far. There's no longer a prototype in the NFL. It looks like an EKG gram. Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan look nothing alike. Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers look nothing alike. Matthew Stafford and Aaron, these guys all look different, and they all can play quarterback. None of them, you're going to go, maybe Aaron Rodgers makes some different throws, but none of them you're going to go, man, he just throws the ball so far. That's his greatest attribute. And so when you watch tape with Josh Allen, he just, you know, like I said with Sam Darnold, he's got to have things, these guys have to have things you can't coach, but the stuff that they do poorly, or their flaws, or whatever you call them, their warts, you've got to look at it and say, can I fix this stuff? And for Josh Allen, he has two things in his game that I don't think you can fix. I've been a part of quarterback rooms for a long time, and his eyes are bad, and bad eyes equal bad quarterback play in the NFL, and that's not something that you could fix because the NFL happens faster, and there's more to it, and there's more disguise by their defenses. And then it just seems at times when you're watching him on tape, he gets surprised that the defense can move. Literally, there's times where the defender will move at the snap, and Josh Allen has no plan or no idea what's going on. And if you don't have a plan at the line of scrimmage in the NFL, defensive coordinators eat you up.
Talking to Dan Orlovsky, talking football with him. All right, let me paint this little picture for you, Dan, because this is the way I look at this, okay? Let's say the Browns take Josh Allen number one, okay? I don't think the Giants are not taking Darnold. I think that's the one quarterback, okay? Saquon Barkley, I get it. I know we've heard all that. I think that's the one quarterback that the Giants at two would take. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would, absolutely.
Would it be a huge, huge mistake if they passed on him? Because I think a part of the thought is, hey, to win right now with Eli Manning already here, go get the running back and Saquon Barkley, or go get Bradley Chubb,
right,
improve the defense,
right,
and give yourself a better chance to win. Do you think that is something the Giant fan and Dave Gettleman would regret a decade now if they don't take Sam Darnold?
Yeah, absolutely. There's that narrative out there, like, win now with Eli, and we have to be honest and call it what it is. I mean, the Giants have one winning season the last 5 years with Eli, and he's thrown 87 interceptions. What about that right now screams you can win now with him? I mean, look at the success that they've had over the last 14 years with him as their quarterback. Why would you not take advantage of the downside of picking early is you've struggled as a team in the previous year. But there's a massive upside to it. Is you can go get a player that can change your organization. And as good of a player as Bradley Chubb may be, and as incredible as Saquon Barkley may be, defensive ends and running backs don't change your organizations for a decade. They don't. They're impactful players, but the best running back in the NFL over the last 10 years is Adrian Peterson. He got the Minnesota Vikings 5 playoff games in 10 years. If Saquon Barkley is Adrian Peterson, that is a successful career for him. If he gets the Giants 5 playoff games in 10 years, that's bad. And so you've got to look at it long-term and go, what guy is going to give us the greatest chance of success long-term for 10 years, 12 years? And running backs and defensive ends aren't the people who do that. They don't change organizations. So if Darnold fell to the Giants, I don't think they can get up there quick enough to take him.
All right, so let's make this assumption now. So let's say Allen goes 1 to the Browns, the Giants take Darnold at 2. Who are you taking between Mayfield and Rosen if you're the Jets?
Yeah, this is the best scenario for me, because if you ask me just on paper, on tape, who do I think is a better player, I would say Josh Rosen. Now, as I get closer to next Thursday, I think that, and I said this weeks ago when the trade was made, I think the Jets went up to number 3 for Baker Mayfield. I really do. You know, my reasons are, Jeremy Bates is now their offensive coordinator, and he comes from the Gary Kubiak, Mike Shanahan tree. I played under Kyle Shanahan in Houston, and I remember Kyle always talking about this trait that John Elway had when he threw the ball. When he threw, he screwed his back foot into the ground. He didn't really step through. He screwed it into the ground, and what it does is it promotes really good upper body mechanics, and he used to rave about it and love it. And then I was watching Mayfield on tape and then at the combine, and it hit me. It hit my eye. He has that same trait. And I know that everybody under that Shanahan tree loves that trait in a quarterback. It's something that they just think is paramount for quarterback success, actually throwing the ball. And Baker Mayfield has that same trait that John Elway did with his back foot getting screwed into the ground. And I just know that Bates is going to love that quality about him. And I believe that they went up to 3 for Baker, and they re-signed Josh McCown, not for Teddy Bridgewater, not for Christian Hackenberg, and not for Bryce Petty. I think they went up and re-signed Josh for Baker Mayfield. So I think they'll take Baker.
I completely agree with you. I'm expecting that 8 days from now, when we're on the radio talking about it, we're going to be breaking down Baker Mayfield. But the two concerns you hear about with Baker, personality and height. from a height aspect, how much, if at all, does that concern you?
It's a concern, yes. It's much less of a concern if it goes to the Jets, because that offense, and I played in that offense, I played in Gary Kubiak's offense, is predicated on moving the pocket. It's predicated on bootlegs and setting up at the front side tackle and setting up in the backside A-gap. And the reason that matters is when you have that offense, you're tying your offensive line into that launch point. When I say launch point, it's where the quarterback actually throws the ball from. And so if Mayfield can become obsessed with his craft, say like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees have, you know, because he's got to become obsessed with understanding, listen, if this play call asks me to set up in the backside A-gap for this pass, I have to set up, I can't set up behind the center. I have to set up in the backside A-gap because it ties into what the offensive line is being told. And what that's going to do is create passing lanes. That's going to negate the height deficiency. And so that's what, for me, I'd have to find that out about Mayfield. If he's got that trait where he's going to become obsessed with it, because then that offense is truly custom made for him, because you're always going to be changing his launch point. You're never going to just continuously ask him to drop back behind center 30 times a game where the height is, would it be an issue? If you did that, absolutely. But moving the pocket for him, I think, is going to negate that.
All right, so what do you see beyond that now? The Browns at 4. You got to figure if Barkley's there, the Browns would take Barkley at 4. Would Denver take the last quarterback standing at 5 if it goes down the way you're saying it will?
I think that they have to be in the mix. You know, I mean, they've obviously got Case Keenum. They've got Paxton Lynch for a couple years ago. It depends on who the quarterback is for sure. I think if you're Denver, why would you not entertain? You're playing in the AFC West with the Raiders, who are going to throw the ball over the field, and the Chargers, who are going to throw the ball over the field. You've got to entertain taking a DB early because you just lost Aqib Talib. Mm-hmm. And so for me, is Denzel Ward there? Is Derwin James still there? You know, Minka Fitzpatrick, those guys, because, you know, Chris Harris is getting older for them, and they've got Roby, who they like, but they just lost a lockdown corner. And so I would imagine them looking to add to the corner rather than the quarterback position, especially if it's one of those guys that, you know, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, I don't think belong there. So if those are the guys that are left, I would think going to a different position is their best option.
Wow. We're talking to Dan Orlovsky. Well, I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson. What is your overall view on him as a prospect?
Yeah, he can flat out throw it. There's no doubt about it. I don't need to sit here and tell you guys how incredible of an athlete he is. Everyone knows that. But here's my thing with him. If you watch him on tape, the thing that he does the best, far and away, is run around. He is an incredible athlete, like I said. But that's what he does the best. And so if you're going to take him and make him your guy in the NFL, you can't ask him to be somebody he's not. You know, that's like telling Allen Iverson, hey, you can come play in the NBA, but you can't use your crossover. You're not going to ask Lamar Jackson to do that. And if he runs around like that in the NFL, he will get hurt 100%. He will get hurt. And so it's really got to change your organization's thinking, because your backup has to be the 33rd best guy in the league. You can't have a backup like me who could just kind of get you by. You've got to have a dude, a really, really, really good player. And then he's got to be in a very specific offense. He definitely needs to be in the spread. So that's going to change how you scout guys. It's going to change how you draft, because you're not going to have an inline blocking tight end on your football team. You're never going to use them. And so it's difficult for me to sit here and justify going all in with Lamar Jackson because of how he's going to change everything that you do moving forward. And I just don't know if he's going to be that good of a passer in the NFL to justify that thought process.
What about Mason Rudolph from Oklahoma State? What do you think about him?
Yeah, he's okay. You know, big kid, but the ball doesn't come out of his hand the way it should. For being that big, it just doesn't come out of his hand. He's a, you know, for third or fourth round pick, because he's got some traits that you like, because he's so big. He threw for a ton of yards, but I mean, he's played in offenses that, you know, read number one was wide open a lot, and so he's going to struggle. He's got to really learn to get through progressions, and that's what people don't understand is these guys have been playing quarterback for 8, 9, or 10 years, and so their eyes and their mind have been trained to do it the way that they've done it for 8 or 9 or 10 years. You're not going to erase that in 12 months.
Right. You're just not.
And so these, when we say developmental, it's, this isn't a, hey, we'll take him and next year he's our guy. That's my thing with Davis Webb with the Giants. Davis Webb has never played in a even remotely conventional offense, and he didn't do it last year for the Giants. So he still needs so much more time to grow to see if he's even capable of playing at the NFL level.
So moral of the story here, Dan, if the Browns pass on Sam Darnold, they are being a typical Cleveland Browns.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, everyone keeps saying, like, man, take Saquon Barkley. Maybe you can get you'll get the fourth quarterback. Well, haven't they tried that with Brady Quinn and later in the first round, and Brandon Whedon they tried to get cute with later in the first round, and Manziel later in the, I mean, they've tried this. I don't think it's that hard of a decision. I really don't. Quarterbacks change your franchise. Find the guy that you like and take him and be happy about it. And then people who are talking, take a quarterback 1 and 4. If you do that, fire your whole scouting department.
That's not going to happen.
No. I still think they're taking Donald. You know, Dan, I still think the Browns are going to take Donald. I really do. I really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think they should be excited about it. Sure. I really think he's got traits that will change your franchise. I think he's got that magic that you look at a guy, because it shows on tape. The stuff he does on tape, you can't coach. You can't find, if there's a quarterback coach in the NFL who can teach him that stuff, he's not a quarterback coach.
Magical sloppiness. I'm still hoping he falls, but
write
I doubt
that down,
it.
Huh?
Yeah. Dan, we appreciate T-shirts. You. Yeah, I know. Seriously, you make a ton of money off that from us crazy Jet fans. Dan, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Orlovsky, former quarterback in the NFL, analyzing these guys. And luckily, Joe, in a week.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
And we get a little warm-up because we get the schedule tonight.
Yeah.
It's a nice little appetizer, if you will.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.